Thank you very much. First of all, thank you for the organizer to invite me. Okay. So my base field is always a field of characteristic zero. And let's review the finite dimensional simple D-algebra over F. Then the classification, at least we can divide into two cases. One is so-called isotropic and non-isotropic. This just means you can say non-zero nilpotent, okay, ad nilpotent. And Jacobson-Morozov theorem, equivalent to say, you can say existence of non-zero diagonalizable subalgebra. Or you could say it contains SL2 subalgebra. And this is classified mainly by Seligman's rational method. And that is roughly means without any help of algebraic closure. And the classification is completed by Seligman and Bruce Allison. And this one, I don't know anything, and I think not classified. So, Kaplansky said, you cannot go to the heaven unless working in characteristic P. So, maybe my next interest is this, but I don't know any idea of characteristic P. And my interest is this class of Lie-algebra and to generalize into the infinite dimensional setting. And I'm now working in this Lie-algebra. I don't know anything about this. So because I assume diagonal, I think I should say abelian diagonalizable. So let's take H be such maximal one. Then, because it's diagonalizable, we can immediately decompose as this way and take the non-zero space here, then we have a nice finite subset with zero. We can write this way. Then, maybe if we assume algebraic closed fields, then this is very well known, but the difference between without algebraically closed is big difference is, first of all, H is contained in L0, but it's not equal. And also, this is in general bigger than 1. So these are both not equal in general. So this is maybe the main big difference. So now, however, The delta is very nice in the, we have very familiar classic, familiar set, namely AL, BL, CL, EL, F4, G2. But there is one more interesting case appears, BCL. So, but the main tool to classify and most fundamental property is the following. I call division property. That is, for any non-zero element coming from non-zero root vector, there exists y in L minus mu such that xy is mu check. We can define mu check because it's a root system, and in other words, it's there is a SL2 triple always in, we can find. Then using this lemma, okay, by this lemma and Searle's theorem, you can find a nice okay, finite dimensional split simple. Split simple is the most familiar one of algebraic closed case, simply, okay, subalgebra in L, I denote G, such that, okay, in fact, of type delta, such that this H is a split Cartan. Subalgebra of G. But I said delta can be BC. There is no BC type split simple, so this. If delta is BC, you can choose this G as, for example, type C or type B. But if you extend this theory to affine Kac-Mudeli algebra or extend it to affine Kac-Mudeli algebra, it takes, this is a good choice. So, then I'd like to recall this notion is called the delta graded algebra. So this is initiated by Bowman and Moody for an infinite dimensional setting or general, as a general real algebra. However, the prototype is already in the Seligman's rational method. It's exactly the same situation. And 1 and 2, it's clearly, and 3 follows from the simplicity of this real algebra. So it's, in fact, it's delta graded real algebra. So, like I'll state one. So this is classified, but for example, type A. So I can write finite dimensional, simple, isotropic, realgebra of type, or I should say relative type. This is a nice phrase. I'll explain a little. Three, this is exact, okay, this is isomorphic to SL, L plus 1, and D, where D is a finite dimensional associative division algebra. So this property, division property, can be translated into this coordinate algebra has an invertible condition. That's why I call division property. Okay. And I said relative type because there is a conjugacy theorem of this H. So this means it's really the type, because if I choose other maximal abelian diagonal, or one might say split torus, there is a conjugacy, so type is consistent. However, delta graded realgebra, this H, there is no conjugacy theorem, and I think it's impossible to discuss it to general, but certain class, I hope there is a conjugacy theorem. But at least finite dimensional setting, there is a conjugacy theorem, so I could say relative type. Okay. So now, I'd like to go try to think infinite dimensional setting, and like, for example, this one, or it's like multivariable loop algebra. What is this? First of all, this is not simple algebra, but something looks very nice. So why it's nice? Because it's, first of all, AL graded. And also, this is ZN graded. And you could also check, it's not simple, but graded simple. Okay, graded. So like 3 years ago, Olivier Mathieu said to me that what the classification of ZN graded algebra, which is graded simple, but he told me it's really, really difficult. So I stopped dreaming to classify graded simple algebra. However, there is a certain smaller, nice class. This satisfy the division property. Holds for homogeneous element. So it's relatively nice, smaller class than just in general, ZN graded simple algebra. So I came up to the definition. that is delta graded and Zn graded and division properties. So I wrote the definition. First of all, Z can be the theory we can take any abelian group. Then, first this convention is not lose the generality, but it's very convenient to assume the support always generates G. The other part are all zero, so we can ignore that. So my graded algebra, even any kind of class, always we assume this. Then, first of all, how to define double grading? It's just a G-graded Lie algebra such that this split simple part I assume in L0 part. Then, because this is a weight module of H, so it automatically decomposes into double grading. So we can discuss some nice class. But then, to classify, I need more assumption. Second assumption is assuming division property for homogeneous space. So same analog, but infinite dimensional setting, it's really better to think the center. So I not exactly equal to mu check, but mod in the center GL. And this division delta G graded has already many nice properties. But again, to classify, I think it's better to assume the simplest case for the dimensions. So I assume any homogeneous space of this double grading to be, the dimension to be at most one. And I call this is Lie G torus. And the main interest is Zn, then I call Lie N torus, or simply Lie torus. Okay. So, so easiest example maybe everyone can guess is SL, and just put group algebra. Group algebra. This is just a natural analog of, this is a group algebra of Z, but you can change to any abelian group. And in fact, okay, I can state for type A, DG torus of type, this is now not isomorphic, but Georgia introduced CI, this is centrally isogeneous. So up to centers, it's isomorphic to SLL plus 1. But this is a commutative algebra, but in type A, should consider non-commutative too. So that is automatically to called twisted group algebra, determined by some cocycle to the base field. Okay. So, by the way, the lower rank is a little more difficult. But today I only discuss higher rank. And if, as I said, this case, it's more concrete description. So, twisted group algebra of Zn, people in group algebra, people just call twisted Roland polynomial. But we have nice description, it's so-called quantum torus. This is better because it's easy to define, not like cocycle. This is, the definition is free associative algebra divide the relation Tj, Ti minus Qij, Ti, Tj, where I write Q means the matrix n by n, and because we divide this relation, so diagonal part should be 1, Qii should be 1, and Qij here. But because it's to be inverse, Qji inverse has to be Qij. So this is called quantum torus. Oh, and if I write FQ, I think almost always people ask, confused with the finite field. So I decided yesterday I should put here, upper index. Then maybe a little better. So I wanted to say something about more about Lie torus of type C. What about type C? And again, it's higher rank. This time should be 4. 3 is something more, a little, need more observation. 2 is very difficult. And then, Lie torus is centrally isogenous to so-called SP2L twisted group algebra with involution, graded involution. And this is, you can use matrix, or there is some other way to construct, but you can use matrix using this associative algebra with graded involution. And I just wanted to mention, again, if G is the Zn, then twisted group algebra is a quantum torus. However, existence of graded involution is really strong. So this implies Q has to be so-called elementary. This just means Qij is 1 or negative 1. So it really becomes concrete. In type A, we said classified, but we don't know quite classification of what kind of value there is a standard form or not. But still, this is, in my sense, better than finite dimensional, because finite dimensional division algebra is not classified. But this one looks much more better, even though it's infinite dimensional. However, this type C, because we have this strong condition, this is by, again, existence of involution, graded involution. So then I can have a standard form of this Q. So I can say, I for convenience, I denote this to be FQ. So this, then FQ has some easy form, is isomorphic to F. I denote R, there exists some number R, where HR should be n by n matrix. So I have to, write What is HR? I need a big matrix. But it's just this one. One. Until one, one minus one. So this one is 2R by 2R. And the other part are all one. This means all entries are one. So like the originally I need to think this might be a, this is a, this algebra looked different, but for example, this is isomorphic. And so we have completely determined the elementary quantum torus. And moreover, I can completely classify the graded involution of such quantum torus, namely, okay, F Q graded involution is as a graded isomorphism F H R sigma 1 or H R sigma 2 F H R sigma 3 and sigma 1 I will explain oh by the way this notation involution A N is defined by T1 goes to A1 T1 A N because it's involution this A1 AI has to be plus 1 or minus 1. And so in this description, so this determines an involution. So negative 1, negative 1, 1, 1. So this is case R is bigger than 1. And the last one, 1, negative 1, this is a 2R plus 1 position. So I could classify completely higher rank of type C. And you can easily to see if N equal 1 that involution is either this N equal 1 case or this. And this is exactly corresponding to CL1. And if you take this involution, CL2 by Moody's label, but the cut label is this is a 2L plus 1, 2. So in this way, there are a bunch of method for twisting. So n equal 1 is a fine Kac-Moody case, so it's, there is only two ways, but in general, there are lots of ways, choosing how many are, and there's a three involution. Okay, I should stop. Thank you.